This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Budget session of the Federal Parliament begins. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire expresses belief that the session would be successful in formulating laws along with the government's policies and programs. Government and agitating teachers holding decisive talks today. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung warns to sort Meta if it fails to register within a week. And US President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine very close to a deal. Now, the news in detail. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire has underscored the need to enact the urgent laws as soon as possible to address the voices of the discontent. Addressing the Parliament on the commencement of the sixth session of the House of Representatives yesterday, the House Speaker stressed the need for a common commitment to all to finalize the laws to be framed by the Parliament as soon as possible. Stating that the Parliament is a place to represent the voice of the people, the Speaker expressed the belief that the budget session would be successful in formulating laws along with the government's policies and programs. According to him, strengthening democracy, good governance, accountability and building people-responsive governance would be tenable only by enhancing the effectiveness of the Parliament. Likewise, the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday was postponed by passing a condolence motion. The meeting was postponed after it unanimously passed the condolence motion on the demise of former minister and a member of the House of Representatives, Deepak Bohra. The government and the agitating community school teachers are holding decisive talks today following a series of failed attempts to initiate dialogue. In an official statement released yesterday evening, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Yuvraj Paudil, announced that the ministry is preparing to hold formal talks with the representatives of the Nepal Teachers Federation. According to the statement, the newly appointed Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Panta, called for dialogue to resolve the ongoing dispute through mutual understanding and negotiation. The ministry further clarified that it received the Supreme Court's directive issued on Thursday, earlier on Friday, and in compliance with the order, the leadership of the Nepal Teachers Federation were invited for formal discussions. The 10th Memorial Day of the Gorkha earthquake was observed across the country with various programs yesterday. On the 25th of April in 2015, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake hit the country with its epicenter at Barpak in Gorkha district. Various programs were organized to commemorate the earthquake Memorial Day, aiming to make people aware of earthquake safety and for robust infrastructure development. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli on the Memorial Day program organized by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority at Dharahara premises pointed out the need for national unity for the welfare of the nation and added that Nepal has accomplished exceptional work in post-earthquake reconstruction. Prime Minister Oli expressed gratitude to the support provided by friends in reconstruction, relief and rescue as memorable. Similarly, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak said the government has forwarded necessary activities and preparations to face a possible disaster. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said Meta's access to Nepal will be disrupted if the company is not officially registered here. During his participation in a department-level interaction on the right to information organized by the National Information Commission yesterday, the communication minister said Meta, the mother company of various social platforms such as Facebook, Messenger and Instagram, did not respond to the government's letter for officially getting registered in Nepal. Furthermore, Minister Gurung urged other source sites in registration, adding that it will help systematize the social sites, making them accountable and responsible towards society. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba returned home yesterday after chairing the 81st session of the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and Pacific, ESCAP, for the United Nations, held from April 21st. Talking to media persons upon her arrival at Tribhuvan International Airport, the foreign minister claimed that there was no truth in the rumour of a change in the incumbent government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government of India has provided Nepal with vaccines to be used in the treatment of sickle cell anemia and thalassemia. The first batch of vaccines was handed over to the Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel by India's ambassador to Nepal, Nabin Srivastav, amidst a program yesterday. The first shipment of vaccines includes 17,030 vials of vaccines of five different types. And according to the ambassador Srivastav, the next consignment of the vaccine will arrive in 4 weeks. These vaccines are expected to control the infections of sickle cell anemia and thalassemia. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, which has been selling cooking gas at a loss, is now preparing to implement a new system to sell it. Managing Director of the NOC, Dr. Chandika Prasad Bhatta, said the corporation has made preparations to sell liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, in two different categories, commercial and household purposes. The idea of dual pricing of cooking gas is, however, not a new. A decade ago, the government had proposed using red and blue cylinders for domestic and commercial uses. However, the plan never came into effect. The NOC is once again working to prepare a procedure to sell cooking gas to domestic users at a subsidized rate and to the commercial sector at the cost price. According to Managing Director Bhatta, the corporation is currently developing software in collaboration with the Rashtriya Banijya Bank for the sale of gas as per its new plan. Minister for Forest and Environment Oin Bahadur Shahi Thakuri called for a cross-country cooperation for the conservation of the snow leopard and habitat improvement for these big cats. At the inaugural ceremony of the International Snow Leopard Conservation Workshop organized by the National Trust for Nature Conservation in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Shahi said that Nepal has been stressing regional cooperation to protect this endangered species of big cat that dwells on the mountainous region. Stating that the snow leopard are not obliged to remain within the boundary of any country, the minister underscored the region's collective efforts to safeguard these creatures. Nepal is home to 10% of the world's snow leopards, standing at 397 as per the survey conducted by the WWF Nepal. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said Russia and Ukraine are very close to a deal hours after his envoy Steve Witkoff and Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks in Moscow. As reported by the BBC, Trump said it had been a good day of negotiations while the Kremlin described the talks, which Ukraine was not present at, as constructive. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his video address late on Friday that real pressure on Russia is needed to accept an unconditional ceasefire. Reports suggest Ukraine would be expected to give a large portion of land annexed by Russia under a U.S. peace proposal. Washington's peace proposal has not been publicly released, but reports suggest it purposes that Russia keep the land it has gained, a condition that is in Moscow's favor. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, and Moscow currently holds almost 20% of Ukrainian territory. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the current rise in temperature in the Kathmandu Valley is expected to fall from Sunday after the rainfall. According to the information provided, the maximum temperature in the Kathmandu Valley is likely to remain between 31 to 33 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Budget session of the federal parliament begins. Speaker Devaraj Ghemire expresses belief that the session would be successful in formulating laws along with the government's policies and programs. Government and agitating teachers holding decisive talks today. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung warns to shut Meta if it fails to register within a week. And US President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine very close to a deal. This concludes our bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.